Shalom, this is Billy Brillman, the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today. Actually, I'm making this before I go to Washington, D.C. When you hear it, I will have been there with Christians United for Israel to speak to our country and say, hey, look at this great thing God has done. He's brought the Jews home and we have to support it according to the Bible and what it says. Folks, you need to know what the Bible says about Israel coming home, because they're coming home in your day. And Jesus said, if you want to know when I'm coming, you watch the fig tree. You can't watch the fig tree in any other way than to watch it according to the Word of God. We've been studying it, and I hope you've been with us for 2 weeks. But if you have not, you can still get it on our webpage, billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And you can listen to the past 2 weeks, the last week and this week, and you can hear a study that we're doing on this thing. Now, we watched how God separated Israel, a separated nation, unto himself, because the nations had fallen. They had rebelled against God at the Tower of Babel. He separated a nation unto himself, the line of Shem, down through Abraham, and he said, I am going to make you a great nation, and I'm going to bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. And he set them, we saw plan A, God's plan for Israel to, and the job of Israel always has been, always it will be, to reveal God to the nations. God loves the nations. And so he placed them in a land bridge between three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa. And in Deuteronomy 28, plan A was that they, at that land bridge, all the ancient caravans, all the ancient armies would march through and see a nation that was blessed. But plan B is, if you don't obey me, then these curses are going to come upon you, and I'm going to scatter you from one end of earth to the other. And he did it. There'll still be a sign, because he will bring them home. There is the scattering of Israel. And thank God, folks, we don't live in that time. We live in the time of the ingathering of Israel. And so today, you want your pencil, your pen handy. And if you don't have time to turn to all these scriptures, we're going to give you scriptures where God promises to bring them home. Would that our leaders knew these scriptures. Would that our spiritual leaders who teach the Bible knew these scriptures. Would that our political leaders knew these scriptures, so we could work in line with God. These are scriptures that God, the one who scattered them, will bring them home. First, and we're going to read them from many prophets, because the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three prophets is a thing established. So every prophet really spoke about this. Isaiah 11:11. Then it will happen on that day that the Lord will again recover the second time with his hand the remnant of his people who will remain. From Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamat, and from the islands of the sea. You remember he brought them home the first time from Babylon, but this time is a greater ingathering. He calls it the second time. And the next verse says, he will lift up a standard for the nations, and will assemble the banished ones of Israel, and he will gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Now this is going to be a standard for the nations. You see there? We know who the nations are. Remember the Jews, and then we have the nations. We have the church of the living God, but it's not talking about the church here. It's a standard for the nations. If you've been born again, you're in the church of the living God. Hallelujah. But for the nations, right now, they should all be seeing, including Iran, Ahmadinejad, they should be saying, oh, God's brought them home. He's the true God. They would be blessed. They would all be blessed. Now, Isaiah 14:1. When the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and again choose Israel, and settle them in their own land, then strangers will join them and attach themselves to the house of Jacob. Next verse says, they will rule over their oppressors. Isaiah 14:3. It will be in the day when the Lord gives you rest from your pain and turmoil and harsh service in which you have been enslaved, behold, verse 12, these shall come from afar, and lo, these shall come from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. This is Isaiah 49:12. He says he's going to gather them from the land of Sinim. That's the land of China. And Jews have even come home now from the lost tribes from the land of China. Isaiah 49:22. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations and set up my standard to the peoples. And they will bring your sons in their bosom, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. Isaiah 27:13, it shall come about in that day that a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were perishing in the land of Assyria and who were scattered in the land of Egypt will come and worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Zechariah, another prophet, chapter 10, verse 6, I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I shall bring them back because I have had compassion for them. And they will be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. And Ephraim, that's the 10 northern tribes, will be like a mighty man, and their heart will be glad as if from wine. Indeed, their children will see it and be glad. Their heart will rejoice in the Lord. Chapter 10 of Zechariah, verse 8, I will whistle for them to gather them together, for I have redeemed them, and they will be as numerous as they were before. Now, Zechariah, in his Barron, in his book on Zechariah, the King James says, I will hiss for them. But he says it's more like, I will pipe for them. Something will go off in the heart of the Jews, like a pipe piper, and it will bring them back to the land. I've seen this so many times as I've been over there. Jews that say, well, we're not religious. We didn't come home for religious reasons. One of them said that to me. He was from South Africa. I said, no, you might not have thought you did, but he said you'd be back, and here you are. Now the next verse says, Zechariah 10, verse 8, when I scatter them among the people, they will remember me in far countries, and they with their children will live and come back. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt, and will gather them from Assyria, and will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no room can be found for them. Folks, they've come home. They've begun to come home now, but nothing like it's going to be. God says there will even be a time when the land won't hold them. There will be so many. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 10. Oh, I just love the whole book of chapter. I want you to read, if you really wanted some easy reading to explain to you God's plan for Israel. Jeremiah was one of the prophets that prophesied Israel would be scattered before the first temple was destroyed. Now, there's a book within a book, because every place that God promises to them the scattering, he promises the ingathering. And the Bible says in Jeremiah at the beginning that he has given Jeremiah words to root out, to destroy, but he's also given him words to plant and to renew. And these are the words of planting and renewal that he has. In the midst of the book of Jeremiah, there is a book within a book that tells that the Jews are coming home. And he says in it, in verse 3, for lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Chapter 30 and verse 10. Therefore, fear not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered you. Now tomorrow we're going to talk about how nations as nations, and I'm going to give you the scriptures which promise that nations as nations will be judged on how they treat Israel and why it was so important for us to go to Washington, D.C. In Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 14, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no longer be said, 'As the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt,' but 'As the Lord lives who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north and all the countries where he had banished them. For I will restore them to their own land, which I gave unto their fathers.'" You can also see that same promise in Jeremiah 24:6. Hosea chapter 3, verse 5. "Afterward, the sons of Israel will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to his goodness in the last days." Ezekiel 11, 16. "Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, though I had removed them far away among the nations, and though I had scattered them among the countries, yet I was a sanctuary for them a little while in the countries where they had gone. Therefore say, thus says the Lord God, I shall gather you from the peoples and assemble you out of the countries among which you have been scattered, and I shall give you the land of Israel." Read Ezekiel's, the whole chapters, chapter 36. It'll be easy for you. That's the prophecy to the land, that he's going to bring them home and that it's theirs, and they shall build cities there. Then Ezekiel 37, which is the dry bones chapter. It's bringing the people back, the people of Israel, the house of Israel. Read Jeremiah 30 and 31. Read Ezekiel 36 and 37. Folks, you must do this. You must know what God said. Amos 9:14. "Also I will restore the captivity of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will also plant vineyards and drink their wine and make gardens and eat their fruit." Amos 9:15, "I will plant them on their land, and they will not again be rooted out from their land which I have given them, says the Lord your God." Oh, folks, I could read you so many more scriptures than these, but these are just enough to whet your appetite so that you yourself will get into the Word of God and see what God is doing during the time that you live on this earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will bring them home. He will restore them. And we're offering some books we want you to have where you can, tomorrow now, we're going to talk about the nations and how the judgment comes upon nations if they don't go along with God's plan to bring the Jews home. This is the biggest thing that's happened since the day of Pentecost. He's brought the Jews home as a sign that Jesus is about to come and set up the kingdom, the visible kingdom. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You won't want to miss these books. And if you already have them, you want to get them for someone else. You want to get Israel in the Plan of God by David Barron. That's $15, special price. The Book of Zechariah and his comments. Oh, how I love to study that book. That we're offering for $20. It's normally $27. We're offering the Mountains of Israel. If you can only get one book, get this one. The Mountains of Israel, which explains to you the West Bank, what the world calls the West Bank, in the Plan of God. You can get all three of them for $40. There's still time to get your youth in this exciting Champions for Christ youth camp. Phone us about the books or the camp at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom until next time.